a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And this is End Time Headlines, and it is Monday, May 2nd. And we welcome you to the broadcast today. If this is your first time joining us, as always, we welcome you to the broadcast. And if you're new, please let us know in the comment section below where you guys are joining us from, and please specify that it is indeed your first time joining us. We always love to hear from you guys to know where you guys are joining us from. We've got an interesting topic today that I want to discuss today. I want to talk about the seducing spirit that the Apostle Paul mentioned in one of his writings in the New Testament. Again, a seducing spirit, and I want to talk about how it is now officially has infiltrated into the house of God. Without further ado, again, we welcome you, everyone who's joining us either live or by the rebroadcast, either watching or listening on whatever platform you're joining us from. And at this time, want to officially welcome you to download. If you guys are watching live, please, at the end of the broadcast, there is a under the description, there's a link. Please, if you've not yet downloaded our free app, don't forget to do that today, and you can get it available on both Apple and Android. Again, our official ETH app, download it for your convenience so that you can keep up with our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as keep up with our latest podcast that you can either listen or watch at your leisure. Again, that's the free app, and it's available on Apple and Android. And depending on whatever device you have, again, if you're watching by Rumble, YouTube, or by Facebook Live, or by the rebroadcast of this on Facebook, right there in the description, there's a link under free app. Just click that link and get it today. If you're listening by Spotify or Apple, just go to your Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, and you're going to find us there. So without further ado, Luke 17:26-30. We're going to kind of build this up, and we're going to get to where we're going today. And this is in the Gospel of Luke 17:26-30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So again, as I pointed out in this passage on numerous times, a different broadcast that we've done in the past, this is a prophetic picture. When we read this scripture in Luke 17, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us the climate, gives us the culture of what it's going to look like prior to the return of the Son of Man. And he points us back to the days of Noah and points us back to the days of Lot. Now, today, our emphasis, and we're going to be hanging out, is in the climate and the culture of the days of Lot. We're going to see a parallel here. Now, tomorrow, on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to be dealing with something that was taking place in the days of Noah. We do this frequently. We show you these prophetic parallels. What are we talking about? News and headlines from a prophetic perspective. So I want to give you a headline. Now, this is a headline that's frequently went viral. We talked about this on our main website. We reported on this. This is from multiple outlets reporting this. Tyra Banks, now, if you don't know who that is, she's a model and dancing with the host, or I'm sorry, Dancing with the Stars host, Tyra Banks, pretty well known in the, as far as the mainstream goes, Hollywood goes, modeling career. She is now, according to reports, the executive producer of a controversial 6-episode series that's set to be released on Discovery Plus called, quote, Generation Drag.
Welcome to the Pink Palace, my lovely friends.
I first discovered drag at 13. I didn't know what it was, but I knew I wanted it. Put on the wig and the makeup, and I'm someone completely different.
I'm so pretty!
My drag name is Vanessa Shimmer, and she is just a force you cannot reckon with.
How do I parent a child that wants to do drag?
I never expected drag to be a part of our lives.
Oh my God, these are so cute.
These are problems I never thought I had to prepare for.
What I love about drag is the glitz and the glam.
My name is Noah, and I'm transgender.
Have you talked to mom and dad about your pictures?
What do you think of taking those photos down? It's a constant reminder that I had to pretend I was a boy.
Do you think a mom would ever want to watch me do drag?
How do I explain this to my child that she doesn't fully accept Novella?
Making friends has been a hard thing for me to do. When I'm becoming emo, become more confident.
Let me make sure you are appropriately fluffed.
This transition has been difficult for them, but they try, and that's all you can ask for.
It's important for kids to understand that they're not alone.
So my mom started Dragutan. Kids and their families are coming from all over the country where we get to be our true selves.
Oh God, this is happening.
It's Vanessa Shimmer!
This is a place of love and support because we need that in this world.
This is me, and you better like it.
Bye!
According to CBN News, the show, which drops on June 1st, is set to feature 5 teenagers and their families as they prepare to partake in a drag show for LGBTQ teenagers. According to the report, Discovery Plus released an April 26th statement about the show with a headline that read, in part, 5 teenagers will prepare for the biggest drag performance. Quote, the teens in Generation Drag are seen preparing for, described by Discovery Plus as a, quote, drag show designed as a platform for LGBTQ plus teens to express themselves. Quote, the website has a tagline that reads, quote, drag for kids. Let me say that again. The website has a tagline that reads, drag for kids. Dubbing the series as, quote, inspiring, Discovery Plus has jumped on board of this and said that viewers will see the teens juggle the pressures of being young adults while pursuing drag greatness. Okay. According to the report, a 3-year veteran of this series and of this, the, I guess you could say, agenda, since his mother put the event together, spearheaded the event, Jameson relishes in performing as Ophelia Peaches, quote, but this year brings a desire to lyrically express his hurt emotions of not being accepted by certain family members by performing an original song. Noah, who performs as Pop-Tart, is a trans female teen exploring her, quote, first romantic relationship. Although her parents have accepted her transition, there are still tough conversations to be had about her true self. Vinny, who is a perfectionist, was born to perform, struggles with his Vanessa Shimmer choreography and stresses, quote, he won't be able to execute a flawless cartwheel in his new platforms on stage. Having difficulty connecting with peers in his hometown, Bailey is filled with anticipation to finally meet other teens with the same passion. His drag persona, quote, Nemo, gives him the confidence to open up and make new friends. Although Nabella is looking forward to bringing her Dunka Shay Monroe to a larger audience, she still longs for the acceptance of her maternal grandmother, who she fears may never accept her. The five teens have worked for months curating their head-to-toe looks for their alter ego performances, but it's the friendships they make along the way that fulfills their sense of self. Discovery Plus is set to drop all six episodes of their series on the 1st of June next month. The series follows Jameson, Noah, Vinny, Bailey, and Nabella as they prepare for the event. Quote, it will follow the teens at the drag ball event as well as their parents as they head to Denver, Colorado. It is produced by Made in Chelsea producer Monkey, which is part of Universal International Studios. In association with Bankable Productions and Catfight Productions. Again, I'm going to read on Banks, who says, quote, in this heartfelt and joyous coming of age series, Generation Drag celebrates a group of amazingly talented teens who put their creativity, passion, and talent on center stage. According to Howard Lee, president of TLC Streaming and Network Originals, Jameson, Noah, Vinny, Bailey, and Nabella may only be in their teens, yet they are well beyond their years in being, quote, true to themselves and recognizing the importance of living authentically. Quote, I have such admiration and respect for these teens. They are bravely navigating, coming into their own in a world that can be very challenging and not always accepting. Quote, what is so beautiful is seeing their parents and siblings supported them. Again, this is Tyra Banks saying this, quote, these teens' laser focus tenacity inspires my team and me, Tyra Banks, speaking, and we are honored to share their stories. I can't wait for these popping personalities to show their fierceness to the world. Now, here's what really blows my mind is this statement that they are bravely navigating, coming into their own in a world that can be very challenging and not always accepting. Really? Because from what I'm seeing, even though this is a small percentage of individuals that relate to this or that that can identify as this, this to me anyway seems to be the new normal. I mean, restaurants are catering to this. Retail is catering to this. Industries are catering to this. Entertainment is catering to this. Fashion is catering to this. Sports is catering to this. I don't understand how this is so challenging. Now, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, another generation ago, this was challenging. This was unacceptable. This was not the normal. But in 2022, this is the new normal. Now listen to me. I'm talking about the world. Some of the New Testament writers of the Bible said this world and its fashion is passing away. Now I'm going to go back to this. Again, Luke 17, the gospel writer of Luke expressed the culture that will be the normal in the day of the revealing of the Son of Man. And he said, you have to go back and look into, as it were, in the days of Noah and Lot. Now, we're not focused today on the days of not the days of Noah. Sorry, I just got Lot and Noah mixed up and called it not. We're not focused on the days of Noah today. We are emphasizing the days of Lot. Now, in the days of Lot, the main focal point was the cities of the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, where there was, listen to me, a spirit that was prominent in those days and was manifested by the characteristics that were marked by the New Testament writers as, listen to me, ACTS, acts and characteristics that brought the judgment of God from heaven. I want to read it again. As it were in the days of Noah, they ate, they drank, they married their wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. That's the days of Noah. But look at this. As it were in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. Again, life in their day, what was deemed as normal, and I'm using quotation marks here for you guys that are listening. What was normal in the days of Lot was detestable in the sight of God. I'm in the Bible, whether you want to believe it or not. Listen, for all the seeker-friendly, seeker-sensitive, woke church folks, you're going to find a message like this offensive. All automatically, you're going to be offended by this. But listen to what he said. They were living, they were eating, drinking, buying, giving in marriage, planting, building. They were living life as quote-unquote normal for that day, until the day that Lot went out of Sodom and it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And the writer, the Apostle Paul, wrote in the New Testament, these things, which we're reading here, were written as admonition or as a warning for generations that would come. Now today, listen, on the first part of this program today, we're focusing on the culture and the climate of the world. We expect this. Listen, I'm talking to church folks today. We expect this in the world. Somebody say in the world. Because remember, John said, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, is of the devil, right? I'm in the book. So we expect this in the world. So when I go out shopping, when I go out to a restaurant, when I go out in the world, when I go outside of the four walls of my home, outside of the four walls of my church, when I'm living life out there in the outer courts of life, we as believers should not be shocked that this is the environment, the culture, the climate in which we live in. Because again, I showed you prophetically speaking, the Lord Jesus Christ warned us that this is going to be more prominent and more normal as we get to the day of the revealing of the Son of Man. So we get that. This is normal. These things that you read about, like what's going to come on your television, what's going to come on your radio, what's going to be promoted by businesses, what's going to be propagated, this should not be trivial to us. This should not be shocking to us. The Bible spoke of Lot and said that he was a righteous man who was vexed daily by the filthiness of the conversation of the wicked. So watch this. He was a righteous man who was stuck in an unrighteous world and environment. And as believers, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. Come on, somebody. We are sojourners. We are just passing by. We are here, but temporary. This earth, this world is, again, the New Testament writer said, this world and the lust thereof, it is passing away. So how much more of a life as believers we should be living? Sanctified, set apart, and following the Lord wholly unto the end. Amen? So that's the first part of this. But now, here's the crazy part. Ready? We're going to shift gears, and now I'm going to bring it into, I'm going to show you how that the spirit of Sodom, this seducing spirit, is now has now infiltrated its way into the house of God. I'm going to show you this. Let me pull this up. This is an actual headline. This is from CBNnews.com. Drag me to church. This is the event. And by the way, this is an actual event. South Carolina church. I said a church in South Carolina is sponsoring a drag queen event with a unique style of worship. And by the way, here's the actual flyer. This is from Trinity Lutheran Church, who is hosting this. And we're going to read more about this in a second. A drag show at church? Explanation mark, question mark, explanation mark. Yes, Queen, Thursday, May 12th, 10 days from today, 7 p.m. in the gym at Trinity Lutheran Church, who's hosting the event, on 421 North Main Street, Greensville, South Carolina. A free event. All are welcome. This is not fake news. It's not fabricated. It's not the Babylon Bee. This is not satire. This is a real event. I want to talk about this. Trinity Lutheran Church of Greenville, South Carolina has announced a, quote, drag me to church event featuring, and this is her name, Lady Douche. Not making that up. You can research it. Quote, while it's not replacing a regular Sunday service in the sanctuary, the church is still sponsoring this event on site, on the property, on the premise. Scheduled for a Thursday evening in the church gym, the Trinity Lutheran Church Facebook page promises, quote, you will be in, this is an actual quote from their Facebook page of the Trinity Lutheran Church Facebook page. Ready? Quote, you'll be endlessly entertained as the Lady Douche leads us through her unique style of worship, which includes as many laughs as it does amens. How many's ready for a night of worship from Lady Douche? The announcement says the drag show is, quote, about church, faith, and God's inclusive love. Yes, folks, churches need to be inclusive. Quote, people from all walks of life, rich, poor, prostitutes, drunkards, and homosexuals should all be welcomed in. Churches need to be places where the gospel and Jesus Christ can change their lives, not where they change the church to embrace worldly ways. Again, this is a, I'm giving you a quote from CBNnews.com. This is from Gary Lane. So we want to give him credit for that. That's not my words. And I agree with that. I agree with that statement. Churches need to welcome. We need to welcome the rich, the poor, the prostitutes, drunkards, the homosexuals. They should be welcome, but the gospel should change them. The message that we preach, the word of God, the unadulterated, unfiltered, uncompromising word of God. Come on. The Bible says that you are a new creation. And the old has to pass away, and behold, all things become new. Okay. Wow. Again, this is, and I want to emphasize this, look it up, research. When we reported this, people couldn't believe it was true until you researched it and you discovered that this is a real event that's going to happen on May 12th. Now, what am I talking about today? I'm going to pull up the scripture here. 1 Timothy 4:1-2 and 2 Thessalonians 2:3. 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Holy Spirit expressively says that in the latter times or in the end times or the end days, some is going to depart from the faith. Look, I know there's whole denominations out there that doesn't believe you can backslide. They don't believe you can depart from the faith. They don't believe all that. But the Bible says contrary. The Holy Spirit says contrary. The Holy Spirit says in 1 Timothy 4:1-2 that there will be some that will depart from the faith. Again, you can't depart from something unless you were first a part of something. And listen to this. Why are they going to do this? Because they're going to give heed to deceiving spirits. Now, the King James, for those who like the King James, uses the word seducing. Seducing, deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. I'm going to read the rest of this, but I want to talk to you about this. A seducing spirit. When you look it up in the Greek and you understand the Greek understanding, the definition of the word seducing, this seducing spirit in the last days is a spirit that draw, listen to me, the whole main motive and agenda of a seducing spirit. Number one, it's sent from the bowels of hell. Paul called it a doctrine of demons. A spirit or a seducing spirit, a deceiving spirit, watch this. The whole objective is for this spirit is to slowly, I said slowly, draw you away and pull you away from what is sound and what is truth and pull you away and turn you into something that is counterfeit, deceptive, and false, and ultimately will lead you to hell. Now, I want to listen to me. You ready for this? A seducing spirit or a deceiving spirit does not operate in a sprint. It operates in a marathon. Let me say that again. Oh, come on. I want to say it to the back row. A seducing, deceiving spirit does not operate in a sprint mentality. It does not operate in a sprint functionality. It operates in a marathon functionality. This spirit is in for the long haul, not the short haul. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, come on, somebody. The church, the ecclesia, we did not get to this point overnight. We did not get to the point where we opened the doors to the church to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils overnight in a 24-hour period of time. We didn't get to this in the last 7 days. We didn't get to this point in the last 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year. Listen to me. Over the last decade, two decades, over the last generation, I would say, we have, just like a frog that's put into a pot of boiling water, the water is not instantly, it does not instantly go from 40 degrees to 150 degrees. It's a slow process. That's the whole analogy of the frog in the boiling water, is we have to get the frog to be accustomed to and to be comfortable in an environment that is ultimately killing him. The day that God's Holy Spirit and God's presence was no longer enough to keep us, and we rejected the Holy Spirit, and we neglected the presence of God, and the God's holy word was not enough to keep us burning for him. We eventually, watch this, we traded that in exchange for what would entertain us. This is why This is why our worship services look totally different today than they did 30 or 40 years ago, because it's about entertaining the saints. It's about entertaining the sheep. We've got to bring as much as the world as we can into the church to make the environment conclusive to them, to keep them. Who was it? Spurgeon, I believe it was, or Finney, one of the two, said, if we get to a point where we have to entertain the sheep to keep the sheep, then we will always have to entertain them to keep them. And that's where we're at today. So over a period of time, watch this, as the church has come, and I'm not saying, listen, I'm not painting with a broad brush for everybody that's going to get mad at me. Well, all you do is trash the church. Listen, I had a pastor this weekend email me from Tennessee, a pastor, just condemning me and slamming me and telling me I'm leading people to hell and I'm leading people astray and I'm a guru that's leading people astray. And I'm like, first of all, I emailed him back and I said, I'm very honored that I am such a threat to you that you had to email me personally. And it was just going on and on and on. And I eventually said, this discussion is over, because the email opened up with condemnation, with condemning me and trashing me because I speak about these issues. And because I talk about the taboo issues and I talk about sin and I talk about wickedness and I talk about immorality, and because I expose these things, probably somebody in his church who was a member of his church probably listened to one of our podcasts, and it came to his attention because maybe perhaps he's not preaching on it or he doesn't want to talk about these issues. All of a sudden, I become the scapegoat. But listen, that's not going to rattle me, and it's not going to shake me, and it's not going to get me off of my place on the wall as a watchman. I'm going to plow harder. I'm going to plow deeper, and I'm going to preach louder, and I'm going to keep preaching this until the day that the Lord comes back. Because I'm like Paul, woe unto me if I don't preach this, because this is what I'm called to do. So listen to me. Let me spare you the emails and the messages. If your calling is not what I do, then stick to your jurisdiction. Stick to what you do. Feed your sheep, and I'll worry about my sheep. So listen, I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I want you to recognize that the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of seduction, the spirit of deception is running rampant in the churches, and it's no longer banging on the door and banging on the windows trying to get in. Now we've got pastors that are putting a welcome mat on the front porch of the churches and leaving the door unlocked, and they're allowing these devils and demons to come right into the church, and they have no problem with it. But listen, not on my watch. This is, again, I'm joking here, but I'm not really. But this is, again, why I don't pastor a brick and mortar church, because I would not tolerate this stuff. We would probably have a church of maybe 25, 30 people, but I'll tell you one thing, they would probably be sold out, full of the Holy Ghost, and not compromising. I'm not by any means, I'm not exalted. It's not about me, guys. I'm only preaching to you the word of God. Listen, if you disagree with what I'm talking about in this broadcast, then you've got deeper issues than anything that I just talked about as far as getting offended, because you're being offended by the word of God. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said that Paul said in the latter days that some will depart from the faith, and they're going to give heed to, they're going to embrace it, they're going to welcome it, they're going to open arm, accept it, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and they, watch this, here's the scary part, ready? It's a slow process. We didn't get to this place where we're welcoming this stuff into the church overnight. This has been going on, and we've had many, many watchmen over the years that have been warning about this very thing. They said it's not a matter of if, but when it's coming. They saw it on the horizon. They saw it coming. They saw the writing on the wall. And I'm talking about what I believe and what I deem to be modern day prophets, that most of them has died and gone on to be with the Lord. I'm talking about the David Wilkersons. I'm talking about the Leonard Ravenhills. I'm talking about the Steve Hills. I'm talking about the Spurgeons and the Finneys. And I'm talking about those men and women of God who were watchmen, and they were warning about the time would come, like Paul said, when men would no longer tolerate or put up with or embrace sound doctrine or heed sound doctrine, but they'll turn their ears away from sound doctrine and they will give their itching ears to another Jesus and another gospel and another spirit. And that's where we're at in the church today. And we're going to keep preaching this, and we're going to keep teaching this, because on my watch, whoever is supporters of our ministry and appreciate our ministry, we're going to keep warning you about it, because we want to give you the telltale signs of what to look for and what to watch for. So listen, if I was a part of a church that hosted this, I would run, not walk, out of that church like my life depended on it, literally. Because here's the scary part. I'm going to pull this scripture up. We're getting ready to close today, guys. Let me pull this back up. Ready? Paul said, they will give heed to the deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. But here's the scary part. If they keep embracing this, here's what's going to eventually happen. Their conscience will become seared with a hot iron. And you know what's after that? Then they get over into Romans 1, where having known the truth, they've turned from the truth and embraced the lie. And then God will give them over to a reprobate mind. The word reprobate is useless and worthless. They will no longer feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. They'll not be convicted anymore. They will be able to do things that God calls an abomination, wicked, and will bring the wrath of God in the tribulation for, and they will not blink an eye and have no fear of God for it. And guys, the big picture of this is all leading up to what exactly the Apostle Paul warned the church of Thessalonica. And he said, before the revealing of the man of sin, the son of perdition, aka the Antichrist, he told us and warned us that there would be a falling away, apostasia, or where we get the word apostasy. He said, this has got to happen. So again, I want to give you the takeaway, and then we're going to close on this segment today. We know, according to the scripture in Luke 17, that the world, the culture, and the climate is only going to grow darker. It's only going to grow more perverse, and it's only going to grow more abominable and wicked. We know that. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. But we also know, according to scripture, that this stuff eventually was going to make its way into the house of God. And the dilemma that we have, the alternative that we have, is, are pastors and leaders going to embrace it, or are they going to reject it? That's where we're at today. Again, are you going to embrace this? Are you going to reject this? So that's the real question that we have to ask ourselves today. Again, endtimeheadlinesguys.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our free, or that's going to be our website address. It's there. When you go to the main website, it's there. You can subscribe. It's there. You can download our free podcast. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's there for your convenience. Please don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to download the app today. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, blessing, encouragement, equipment on a weekly basis, please pray about becoming a monthly partner or a one-time giver, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. Maybe, listen, if you've got a home church, we get that. We understand that. We're not pulling sheep from other churches. I don't believe in all that. I believe, listen, you're going to give to the storehouse of where you're fed. If this ministry feeds you on a weekly basis, then I believe the Holy Spirit will put it on your heart to support our ministry and help us to continue to do what we're doing. And listen, if that's you, and you could do that two different ways, you can give electronically through the app, right there at the bottom to the right, or through the main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or you can give by check or money order right there on the screen at endtimeheadlines.org. P.O. Box 1391, that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. I want to pray a quick prayer over us today, guys, and we're going to sign off for today. Listen, we're going to come back tomorrow on Tuesday, May 3rd, and we're going to talk about the days. I want to show you a story that made also went it trended on our main website, and I want to show you how this the I want to show you the origins of this. And it stems into the days of Noah. So you don't want to miss that. That's going to be tomorrow on tomorrow's broadcast. Again, you'll probably about the same time as today. So don't miss that. So until then, let me pray for you guys. And then we're going to sign off for today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice today that's watching today, that's listening today, or one of the other, either live or by the rebroadcast of this. Father, I pray for those that are listening today, those that are watching today, those that are on the front lines, and they are seeing, they are experiencing, they are witnessing the seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils. Lord, it is in their territory. It's in their proximity. Maybe this is knocking on your door, knocking at your church. It's come to your church step. It's come to your home. It's come to your small group. You are facing this spirit. I'm praying today, Lord, and I'm going to include all of us in this prayer. Father, give us the strength and the grace to resist the spirit of deception and seducing spirit, the spirit of Sodom that's trying to infiltrate our marriages and our homes and our churches and our families. Lord, if it's bringing us into bondage and bringing us into addictions, Lord, help us. Give us the grace, give us the mercy, and give us the anointing and the strength to break the very yoke of this stuff off our lives. And we repent, Lord, for any foothold we've given to the devil in our homes and our churches or our families or our marriage. If we've given any space for the enemy to come in through this seducing spirit, Lord, we repent of it today. We turn from it today. We renounce it today. And Lord, we ask that you would cover us under the blood of Jesus today. And from this day forward, help us to resist this temptation. Submit ourselves unto you. Resist the devil that he may flee in Jesus' name. Lord, give us the courage and the strength to speak out and to speak up and to confront these demonic spirits that are seducing our brothers and sisters and pulling people away from the faith in these last days. And it's in Jesus' name all God's people said amen and amen. So God bless you guys. Again, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to hit the push notifications if you're watching by Rumble or by YouTube or whatever platform it is. Share this podcast, share this Facebook Live, whatever the case may be, for someone who may need to hear this in your family, workplace, or whatever the case may be. So we're going to sign off for today. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.